note when you're ready to go, bro.
Okay.
Been sitting here dicking around for an hour. I'm going to eat these salt and vinegar pork cracklings.
Yeah.
Salty, vinegary,
crack-a-lackins,
porky. Well, just tell me when to hit the button, man.
Okay, go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, listeners in Chicago and around the world, Windy City citizens and surrounding suburbanites, tech-savvy millennials and baby-booming Luddites, welcome to yet another very special,
so special,
The Game Show Show and Stop! With games and stuff, music, comedy, variety, and more. News, reviews, interviews. Now with 100% more profanity. Trivia games, guessing games, minutes and challenges. On the Radio Misfits Podcast Network. Everybody dance! And now, a man needs no introduction. Allow me to introduce your host. Introducing Anderson!
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show. Welcome. Nice to see ya. Nice to see you all.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
Our lovely and loving audience.
Oh, man, they love it.
Man, love
My
it.
My name is Anderson Lauffer, host of the Game Show Show and Stuff, and with me, directly in front of me, is our zippy pork rind eating Mr. James Anthony Zokely Jack.
Hey, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Anderson. Please do not use my government name. It brings shame to my soul.
Man, you guys are in luck tonight.
Yeah?
If what you wanted to hear was two old men just conversating about, like they're waiting for the bus.
People love that shit.
Well, good. That's what you're going to get.
Although, wait, hold on a second. Serious tip, real quick. Stop talking about how fucking old you are. I'm like 10 years older than you. And every time I turn around, you're on Twitter or Facebook or somewhere posting a picture like, is it okay for an old guy to play paintball? I'm like, fuck you, you're not an old guy, because if you're an old guy, I'm an old guy, and I don't feel that fucking old, so shut up about it.
You know what it is I have, like, friends that are all your age, about 10 years older than me, right, in that neighborhood. And then I have friends that are, like, 24.
Yeah.
And to them, I feel ancient.
Sure. I can dig it. Look, man, I work at a high school. You know how fucking ancient I feel half the time?
Oh, my God, yeah.
I mean, I don't let it get to me. I just keep eating my salt and vinegar pork cracklings.
That's all you can do.
Like, I don't give a fuck.
Those are salt and vinegar ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, give me one of those.
We'll try it. They're pretty good.
Pork cracklings.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. This reminds me of when you enlightened me to the existence of pickled hot dogs, sound awful. But they're amazing.
I almost brought some last week.
I swear, they're fucking so good, man. You could eat them right out the jar. You could throw them on the grill, put them on a bun. Oh, my God, the shit was amazing.
people don't understand. And as soon as you say pickle hot dog, that comes in a wrapper, like a beef jerky.
Right.
People are immediately like, I never want to try that.
Well, I'll be honest. When I saw it, and it was in a jar of, like, pinkish juice or whatever
like
the fuck.
It sheep's penis.
Yeah, it does. It looks like a jar of goat dicks. But, you know, I tried it anyway because I'm just that.
You love goat dicks.
I'm just that adventurous kind of soul. And, man, I was reluctant, but I was quickly won over.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Anyway, and these salt and vinegar pork rinds by a company called Oh My Snack are pretty good.
Well, one thing I will say about feeling a little bit old is the past few days I've had this, like, nasal congestion that I just cannot fucking get rid of. And I don't know what the story is, you know? Like, I use one of those sprayers, you know,
like a Flonase?
Flonase or Afrin or one of those kind of things, you know?
Sure.
And Nikki is like, you cannot use that for more than 2 days in a row because you'll become addicted to it. I could see why she would think that because I get addicted to stuff.
Sure.
But like, when I don't use it, then I can't fucking breathe at all. So if it comes down to like, get addicted over to something that is like $3 a week, you know?
Sure. You gotta be in your budget.
And be able to breathe.
Right.
Or don't become addicted and stop breathing out of your nose.
It's really bad when you get accused of being addicted to breathing.
Yeah. Yeah, like I'm laying we're trying to watch True Detective the other night.
Oh, yeah, so good.
And I'm laying there like this. She's like, what's the matter with you? Did you just go running? And I'm like, no. You told me I can't use the Afrin anymore. But that shit, you know something about that shit is wrong, because as soon as you use it, it's like you can breathe perfect.
No, man, they've just got the perfect blend of herbs and spices. That's how it works. I mean, you know, it's the same thing our forefathers did out in the wilderness. They just put the herbs right up their nose. But they died a lot younger than we did. Now we have science. So, hey, spray that shit.
On Friday, we went to see... we went to Zany's Comedy Club.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You ever been down there?
Yeah, I've been down to Zany's a couple times.
In Old Town?
Yeah. I like it.
One thing I forgot about Zany's is how close they sit you to everyone else.
Yeah. No, that's
which
sucks.
Is just fucking unbearable.
Yeah. See, I don't understand how they can get away with it.
You should not go in. Yeah, what happens if there's a fire at Zany's? Everybody's dead.
I don't remember how...
Or everyone moves as one person and gets out of there.
Right. Yeah, you're like fucking groin to asshole to everybody in the fucking joint.
Yeah, you're so close you can't even enjoy yourself. You can't move your arms or anything.
Nope.
Maybe that's the secret to comedy. No one should move their arms.
Well, and that probably makes the laughter more infectious, right? Like, you literally feel somebody moving, and you're like, ha, 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 I'm laughing too!
Yeah, maybe, but...
It's gross.
Yeah.
I don't remember how they handle the drinks in that place. Do they serve you during the show?
Yep, they do.
How do they even get through there? I don't remember. This was like 20, maybe 15 years ago I've been there.
I don't know. There's a lady just kind of like winds her way through there.
Right.
But we went to see some guy I never heard of named Michael... Somerville, I think is his name.
Okay.
And he was a clean comic.
Wow.
It was pretty, he was funny, man. Everybody
That's
liked
rare
him.
These
and,
days.
Yeah, it was good. The lady for that opened for him just talked about her pussy the whole time.
The whole time?
Yeah.
Nice.
She had a lot of tats.
Oh, yeah.
You know, tattoos
she
everywhere.
She was tatted up.
Yeah, and she talked about her vag like it was another person, you know, and how it would bite stuff and how she it had its own brain and everything.
Wow.
Really like jokes from the 80s that dudes did.
Oh.
You know, about their dick.
Okay. That's a nice twist.
Yeah, except now it's 2019 and she's now women are doing, you know, I think Sarah Silverman, when she first came in, and Amy Schumer, that's how they got famous. Was
well,
just
Silverman.
Doing, like, dude jokes.
Yeah, she took it over. She took it all over.
But then, once they're done with that, it's time to, like, evolve, you know?
Well, clearly you saw her pre-evolution.
It's like when you see modern-day football.
Yeah.
And then the kicker has one bar on his helmet.
Yeah, right.
And you're like, what happened to you? Yeah. Everyone else got fucking got with the times. You know?
Right. Who are you, Ray Guy?
Yeah. Now,
you are not.
That leads me to another question. Do football players get to choose what their helmet mask formation is?
Oh, hell yeah.
They do?
Yeah. Just based on their comfort level and their peripheral vision needs and their, you know, whatever.
If I was a kicker, I would have, like, quarterback helmet, you know? Because that's enough coverage, because you're not going to get hit all the time, but no. Quarterbacks need to see.
Yeah.
Kicker with the one bar thing, come on, man. Yeah. That it will not protect you from anything.
No.
Would it?
Well, yeah, it's enough. I mean, that's the reason why they went from just a plain leather helmet to a helmet that you can affix a face mask to,
yeah.
Because cats were getting, like, their noses repeatedly broken.
But those guys look like they have, like, fucking nacho helmets on.
Yeah. Basically. Those guys were tough, man. They used to play so dirty, they'd, like, step on your hand when they were getting out of the pile. They'd, like, put their knee in your back and shit. I mean, it was dirty.
Do they still do that?
I mean, I think a little bit, but people will take exception to it too quickly, and they're so quick with the fines. Now that they're paying guys millions upon millions of dollars to be out there, they're so much quicker with the fines. Back in the day, those guys were, you know, playing for a pittance by comparison per game. And then in the off season, they were like working in fucking factories and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those
so guys you could really
jobs.
Hurt their whole lives by stepping on their hand.
Yeah. This shit was terrible,
yeah,
but they didn't
be able to work at the box factory.
But the NFL couldn't take a lot of money from them because they weren't giving a lot of money to them, so they just kind of let them fucking go. Can you imagine? Man, chaos. I'll tell you, the salty snacks that I got today, the least impressive, I like the salt and vinegar pork cracklings.
Mm-hmm.
The creamy dill pickle potato chips.
Creamy pickle.
That's what it says.
That's gross words.
That is a very bad combination of words. Creamy pickle.
Oh.
It's gross.
I'll have your finest whipped pickle, please.
Cream it up. This one was honey butter potato chips. And I'm going to get another shot. It kind of tastes like caramel corn. You know what I mean? It's like too sweet.
Yeah. The problem with when they use no thanks. The problem when they do honey,
just me.
Honey, like artificial honey flavor on things,
mm-hmm.
is it's not real honey. Real honey has a flavor that is really hard to duplicate for some reason.
It tastes like maple syrup or some shit.
Yeah,
not good.
But honey,
I'm eating it, but it's not good.
Honey or bee vomit or what is it? You know that's what it is, right?
It is a bee secretion. Yes,
it's fucking delicious, man.
It is amazing. One of the best things we ever discovered the use for.
I'm a kind of guy that can go years without eating honey.
Mm.
And then one day I'll try some and mm-hmm. I'll be like, God damn, what happened? Yeah. Where has this been?
Right. Now you put it on everything.
Yeah.
Add it to your condiment pile.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Well,
so, what are we doing?
So anyway, I wanted to say at Zany's, this guy Michael Somerville.
Oh,
was
yeah,
good.
Yeah. Clean
and
comic.
He has a new album out that I wanted to tell you just to give him a little shout out mm-hmm. for being good.
Yeah, please do. Michael Somerville. Okay. I'm going to look this cat up. See what his deal is. In fact, I'm going to do it right now because I can tell you're Googling. I thought you were so prepared for today.
No,
it's so funny how it works. When you come in ready to go, I'm like 15, 20 minutes behind schedule. And then when I'm ready to go, it seems like you're behind schedule. We just can never get it to line up right.
Yeah. Well, here he is, Michael Somerville. His last name is spelled Somerville.
Okay. Yeah.
And his new album is called Not Model Hot.
Okay. Are we going to hear a sample?
Let me see if I can play some for you.
Interesting. I just found him.
Uh-huh.
I see him. He does have videos.
Let me see if I can play one for you.
Michael Somerville. Okay. He looks kind of familiar. I wonder where he's from.
See, I gotta go on. I'm trying to get ready.
All right. What's the guy's name who wrote the roles?
I don't know.
Who
I don't know the guy.
The Consumption Squad. Would you like to hear the specials? It's all special. I can't make calamari at home. This is amazing. This can't eat healthy. It's hard to eat healthy when you're out in a restaurant, right? It's
just, yeah, he's right.
Would you like a salad? What are you out of everything else?
He doesn't like salads.
Spinach pizza. I'll take the high fat pepperoni. And then I'll have a multivitamin.
It's ironic.
Yeah, there you go. So there's a little bit of his voice. Anyway, he was good. But one of the coolest parts of the evening is, you watch WGN in the morning, right?
Not really, but every once in a while. I'm familiar with their antics.
Yeah, they're funny. They're funny on WGN. I don't know if everybody listens to this, knows what WGN, but it's a local Chicago station. I grew up in Louisville, Kentucky, and it was on down there, too.
Yeah.
So that's how, like, I found the Cubs when I was a kid, and that was kind of like our morning show growing up. Anyway.
You know what WGN stands for?
World's Greatest News.
Network, right.
World's Greatest Network.
Uh-huh.
Pat Tomasulo, the sports guy,
yeah,
got up and did some stand-up at Zany's.
He's got a good show. You like his late-night show? You watch it ever?
I haven't.
That I watch now. Man of the People, I dig it.
Yeah?
He's funny.
He is funny.
He's cheeky. He gets away with a lot.
Yeah.
I like it. He's got like this sort of ironic cynicism.
Yeah. You know? I feel like that's really common in dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Dude comics.
Sure.
That kind of wry, like, I'm kind of charming and kind of saying things out of the side of my mouth kind of thing,
right.
You know?
I don't really buy everything that I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. That's a very Chandler Bing kind of quality that everyone developed.
You're right. That's a good one.
I don't think that's really funny, in my opinion. I don't like that kind of humor.
I'll be honest with you, man. You know, I've been thinking, we've been talking about this a lot, actually. You know, I want to do comedy. It took me until I was an adult to realize that my childhood dream was really I just wanted to be a stand-up comic, right? or I guess I really just wanted to be Steve Martin himself, right? Like, that's more like it. But I feel like I got to go backwards and do the comedy part. And I just don't know how to do it. It's tough. I've done it a couple times.
I'll go with you.
Go ahead.
I have a joke that I was working on.
Okay.
It's not a joke yet.
Okay.
I think it would be.
Okay.
About being in recovery.
Sure.
And
that's all you got to say is recovery.
People love it.
Yeah.
And when you say I'm in recovery, I don't use drugs or anything.
Mm-hmm.
No one ever asks you which drugs got you in trouble.
Sure. That's smart. It's a little personal.
Which is the same thing as when somebody says that somebody they know died.
Mm.
You never ask
how
died.
Right.
But those are the two things you want to know.
That's true.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, probably they died from a heart disease. And they're probably addicted to alcohol.
Probably. Those are highly probable.
So you would ask that maybe 10 times, and 9 times that's what you would get. Like, I'm in recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Alcohol.
Sure.
Or my father died. How? A heart attack.
Sure.
Or stroke.
Yeah, I think the death thing, I think that it's a matter of whether it was sudden or expected. Is it a long-term disease or a sneak attack disease? Okay,
yeah.
That's what I feel like are the options. Or just like a flat-out freak accident.
But every once in a while, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
If you were like, my dad died, and someone was like, how? And you were like, a swan attack.
Yeah, you got me to laugh. See?
Yeah. He'd be like, God damn, I'm glad I asked.
Mm-hmm.
I would have gone my whole life without knowing that.
See, maybe you have to start the joke with the swans. Like, talk about all the animals that you're scared of. Because swans are dangerous as fuck, bro.
I know.
They're like, they're
I know
evil
of a guy
ass
that worked at a cemetery that was attacked by swans.
See?
And killed.
And killed?
Yeah.
No!
Yeah.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
How did you know him? Like a dude you grew up with?
He was, no. He was a friend of my in-laws.
Wow. Yeah, they are vicious fucking beasts, bro.
Yeah, they like dive bomb people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they will like stab you with their beaks of death.
Yeah, take you down.
Uh-huh.
So that's the same as like if you ask somebody, I'm in recovery, and then you said, what for? 9 out of 10 times, they'll say alcohol.
Yeah.
But the 10th time.
Could be Afrin. It's nose spray. It was on the nose spray hard, bro.
Man, I was so fucking congested.
I mean, it was like a $9 a day habit.
Dude, 2014 was a rough year, bro. I had the cleanest fucking nose in town. I was breathing all night. I didn't snore.
Oh, my gosh. Snoring was a thing of the past. Now,
I'm back on it.
Can't stop.
Yeah, but I got my chip.
That's
my
right.
Congested nose chip.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, I think there's something in that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, look, the funny thing is you can make anything a joke. I personally, like, I prefer comics that build and weave things throughout their routine, right? Like,
it's more conversational.
Yeah, and it, well, I mean, and don't get me wrong, I've been a big fan of guys like Stephen Wright that are like, you know, just a different joke every minute, or, you know, Norm does that a little bit too, like where he just kind of goes from thing to thing and then he'll dip into off into a story or whatever. Or like, even the dude who was, what was his name? Murray Langston, the guy who was the unknown comic. He just a joke a minute, like literally just joke, like set up. Punchline, set up, punchline, set up, punchline. Those are fun to watch, too.
Those are like Borscht Belt style.
Yeah.
Like nightclub comedian.
Totally,
yeah, yeah.
Totally. And I don't think I could fancy myself that kind of guy. I almost feel like...
You're more of a Mark Twain.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I am the Samuel Longhorn Clemens of
yeah.
my generation.
Sit back and relax while I read you my letter to... people's energy.
That's right. Dear robber barons.
Yes.
I am personally a fan of the candle, but erstwhile I have chosen to utilize your services.
Everybody would be like, that's my motherfucker right there. The new Louis C.K.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't know what takes more preparation. Is it setting up bang, zoom, punchline, joke action? Or is it like telling a story? Like, I mean, like.
They both seem so complicated.
Absolutely. Look at Dave Chappelle's new thing. And I know we've already talked about this on the show. Have you watched that one again recently?
Not recently.
I watched that thing again and again because it's like a masterclass, I feel like, in, you know, setting up a story. I mean, just his whole thing about the pulling a punchline out of the bowl and then writing a joke to the punchline and then his whole story where he... I mean, that shit is genius, man.
Yeah.
But... I don't know, man. It's so hard. It's so hard because I feel like so much comedy that I want to do is like either just complaining about stuff or...
Oh, I love that.
I mean, everybody's got something to complain
Lewis Black,
about.
That's the Louis
Black
way.
Yeah.
Except
yeah.
you have to be way over the top. You can't just like mildly complain about
true,
that.
True, true. So, yeah,
Pat Tomasulo did this thing because his wife has some kind of face disease.
Oh, no.
Where she can't move her face or something.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. So Whoa. He did some jokes about her.
Wow.
But he didn't sound complainy,
okay.
you know, which was good.
Well, you have to tell the audience what it is about you that they can relate to or empathize or sympathize with, right? Like, that's ultimately what storytelling and comedy is like relating to people. You
right,
know?
Right.
And trying to relate to the most people that you can or, you know, kind of singling yourself out.
Right.
Right. Like to, as the weirdo, like you're not so weird. I'm weird.
Yeah,
you know, that,
yeah.
that's a fun thing too.
But that's what I love about Norm and why I think Norm is the best comic there okay. is right now, because he does both. He does the old timey joke,
right.
you know, the, what do they call them? Shaggy dog jokes.
Sure.
And then he'll do some crazy story, you know, that's
right.
kind of mixed into those things.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Or he'll do something like his opening joke of his new stand-up special where he's talking about, like, you don't eat the way at home that you do at a restaurant.
Oh, sure, sure.
Like at home, you're not like, I'm going to take this pork chop. I'm paraphrasing, but like, oh, I've just made this pork chop and it's good. And then at a restaurant, you're like, oh, I'm going to have a pork chop. But first, I'm going to have two loaves of bread.
Exactly.
That ought to whet yeah. my appetite.
Exactly.
pork chop.
Until the pork chop gets here, I'll just divert myself with these carbohydrates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's good. That's something everybody understands.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. It's tough. I still, like, I write stuff every day. how I'm going to present that stuff, I still have no idea. That's why I was telling you about bumping mics, because I thought that was such a dope thing. And I feel like so much of what we do is like great, spontaneous, conversational. But like, I think like when we get started, we're usually pretty good at like following the rules of comedy, right? Like that's kind of, you know, reincorporating stuff, you know, just setting the table, all the things that make comedy successful,
right?
Or you know, make good improv, I guess, is even the better way to say it. So yeah, I don't know, man. But now that those guys have done that thing, then there has to be some other thing. I feel like we found our thing. We're doing our thing. It's just nobody's buying it yet.
I think we have listeners.
Oh, I know that. I'm just saying, why aren't we getting paid, bro? Why has nobody, in all the great shows that we've done of the game show live and all the great material that we have, like, no one's buying it yet? Is
they
it because we're old?
They will.
See, I reincorporated what we were talking about before, and no.
So you know what I think we need to do?
Tell me. To
start an advice column.
Okay, that's a great idea. That's what people want to listen to us.
Yeah, we have great advice for them. So I'm looking up, there's a website that's got questions.
Okay.
That they're asking for advice here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find some good questions for us.
Okay. Do I need to play some music while you search? Because this could get boring for our listeners otherwise.
Well,
I could do a soliloquy, one of my Samuel Longhorn Clemens soliloquies.
I bet it's a really good advice website to steal from.
Who?
Reddit.
Oh. Yeah, they probably have advice. They have everything, don't they? That's one of those sites I've never really fucking used, man. Can I tell you, I've never even, like, looked at Snapchat except, like, when the kids at school show me videos of me breaking up fights.
Yeah. They make videos of them?
They send
them to Hip Hop World?
I don't think I've ever been on World Star yet.
The World Star, yeah.
I mean, I would love to be on some World Star.
Everyone! You'd be the whitest guy ever.
No! You should hear me. I'm very ethnically ambiguous.
Yeah,
when I'm breaking up fights. Yeah,
sound like you have a very thick penis when you yell at,
yeah,
when you yell at these kids.
Yeah, but we don't want to talk about that. No. Anyway, so you know, I try to be authoritative, and point being, Reddit, Snapchat. I don't look at it. I don't know nothing about it. Did you find some advice stuff?
I did. Are you ready?
Did we vamp successfully?
Yeah.
See, look at how good we are at vamping too.
We need some like soft romantic piano music for this advice column.
Soft romantic piano music? Hold on. Now you're going to have to vamp, mister, while I try to find us some piano music. Let me see what I got.
I was just looking around for some advice,
and
I found a couple good columns here on Reddit that seem to be good.
Okay. I'm going to... Oh, here's delicate piano loops.
Oh, that's what we want, delicate.
Here we go.
So these kind of run the spectrum of different things that you can ask for advice for.
All right. Let me see if I can open these in the right program so that we can play these mugs. Oh, yeah. Here we go. They're short little tidbits, though, so we're going to have to go through them all. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Now it's time for advice.
So I'll ask you for advice, okay?
Okay.
Some of these are serious. Ever since I can remember, this has happened to me. Throughout school, when getting in trouble from a teacher, my eyes will water up, and I can't speak because if I do, I'll start crying. This also happened today in college when I had a disagreement with one of my lecturers. My eyes started to water, and I couldn't voice my opinion because I would have started crying, so I just gave in and quickly left without saying much of anything. I'm not the most confident of guys, but it's really not in my character to get this emotional over things that sometimes generally aren't even a big deal. I know this happens to a lot of people, but is there anyone who has overcome this? Or is there a way to fix it in the heat of the moment? Now, what's a more fun game, Jazz?
Answering these?
Us giving advice or guessing what some of the answers are here?
Ooh. I'd probably say guessing, guessing the answers. That's even better to me.
Yeah?
For my money. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'll give you an example one.
Okay.
Here's the first answer so you can get an idea of where people are coming from.
Sure.
Try clenching your butthole.
I should have known.
There's something about focusing on another muscle group, and perhaps the silliness of it can keep you from crying.
Okay. And what else? Buttholes?
Yeah.
I would say, biting your lip or your tongue. Biting the inside of your mouth. I know it probably sounds masochistic or something, but, sometimes if you cause yourself, or like take your thumbnail and press it into your, a fingertip, subvert the other emotional response.
Sort
with
of the
pain.
Thing like when a crocodile bites your leg, you have your friend punch you on the arm so you don't feel
right.
the crocodile
That's right.
Anymore.
That's what my grandpa always used to do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. My knee hurts. He'd be like, here, you want me to punch you in the face?
Yeah, I do that. I tell that to Nikki all the time. She must think I'm her grandpa.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, some of the other ones here are like, who do I report creepy phone calls to?
Okay.
Just found out my father is a pedophile. No one knows it but me.
Okay.
Please help. Parents are anti-vax, and I'm unvaccinated at 17.
Huh.
They are wonderful and supportive in every regard except for this, and I brought it up to them that I'd like to be vaccinated.
Wow.
They are now hostile to me.
Hostile toward the child?
Yeah.
That's not fair. What do they say? Go to someone else in your family.
Hold on. I want to read about this pedophile guy real fast.
Oh, come on. Really?
Yeah.
Haven't we heard enough on Netflix and every other show? Why is every show? Every show's got pedophilia in it lately.
I don't know why that is.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah. It's the hit of the industry right now.
It's like a weird fucking theme, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's everywhere, as is evidenced by some current events in my hometown. That's fucked up. But, goddamn, I don't understand. And it's perplexing as to why it's a theme in entertainment right now.
Yeah, it is all over.
Because, I mean, Abducted in Plain Sight.
Right.
True Detective.
True Detective is... definitely about that.
I mean, you can see that that's clearly where it's pointing to, right?
Did you watch this past week?
Yeah.
Are you caught up?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Okay. Spoiler alert!
When they showed Woody and Matthew on
the
screen,
yeah.
I was like, oh, shit.
That's
Are
great.
They going to show up?
Who knows?
In this last episode?
I doubt it. I think it was just a nod.
They're dead by now, right?
I think so.
In 2015, they're dead.
I think they got to be, yeah. Those are old stories. I mean, I just thought it was a nice little nod to, because
to show that they're in the same universe and they're probably dealing with the same
right. It's some M. Night Shyamalama ding dong things. What was I going to say? The show that the lady director is making is called True Detective. Did you notice that?
No.
Yeah, when they're doing like when they're. I don't know, looking at dailies or something like that. Like you can see a folder or something that says True Detective on it. So that's the name of the show that they're making, which is like a little nugget.
How do you feel that this season connects to season two?
I don't know. I didn't see the whole season two.
You gave up?
Uh-huh. I mean, it was better. It was better than I thought it was going to be based on what people were complaining about or whatever.
Did you stick around long enough until Stan died?
No.
Oh, you missed Stan dying?
Yeah, no. I don't even remember how many episodes I watched. I wasn't, I didn't have the HBO, so I would watch it, when they had the free, free
trial
HBO. Yeah, free trial offer. And I'd cram in a couple of random episodes. So I can't say much to that. I like this season. I like the storyline. But, yeah, it's just weird how there's all these things centered around that theme lately.
Yeah, tons of it. And that's not even all of it. We're watching other shows that are about that shit.
It's like in everything.
Yeah. I wonder what will be the next pedophilia in Hollywood.
Oh,
I hope it's like cutting off genitals or something.
Really? You think it's going to be some
genitals,
twisted...
like female circumcision or
something. Don't say that, man.
Something weird like that.
No, it's... no, if anything, it'll probably be like male circumcision.
You know what I'm saying? There's a guy who's going around circumcising old Jews.
Who says it's a dude?
Oh, yeah, dun, some lady.
Dun, dun. Time's up for your foreskin.
Yeah. Hashtag your foreskin.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, here's some other ones. I may have found a guy who's planning to hurt himself or possibly other people. Not funny. How do I deal with the loss of my best friend?
Okay.
I'd like to start with the statement that he hasn't died. He was removed.
Okay.
We were the best of friends, even if we never had the chance to meet in real life.
What?
We tried using video chat, and we talked via voice chat most of the time. I could say we even had a bromance. As in most cases of my friendships, what tied me to him was our abusive parents and other shitty things happening in our lives.
Come on.
We managed to help each other out by talking about our issues and giving our honest opinion on things.
Yeah, this sucks.
Although, I'm not afraid to say it.
Although... they always thought I was some 50-year-old Arab dude who tried to rape him and steal his money.
Wait, what? What?
That's what happens when you get friends on the computer and you say he's my best friend. Yeah. And we were best friends. And then my best friend thought I was a 50-year-old Arab dude who tried to rape him.
This is true drama.
So what I'm asking is, how can I deal with the loss of him after I even had a dream this night about him and us talking, and we were so happy about us? But he also told me how fucked what we're doing is.
What?
And then he thought I was a 50-year-old Arab dude. And then I woke up feeling sad that my brain has teased me. P.S. In the last few days, we managed to talk. He was in the works of finishing his manifesto.
What? This has just got so twisted. His manifesto?
You know what? Most people don't need to write a manifesto.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you were creating a new kind of art movement or a theater company, you might have a manifesto. But anybody else, anything else that's not, like, arts related that needs a manifesto is bad fucking news.
Can you imagine if you went home and your girl was sitting on the couch and you were like, what are you doing? And she was like, just finishing up my manifesto.
I'd be like,
babe, we need to talk, babe.
I'd be like... I can't even. I can't even think of a good way to put it. I mean, like, you won't even listen. Like, she, like, there are times when I'm trying to tell her and stuff. Does your woman get so impatient that, like literally, the other day I went to go. This is such a bad tangent. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
The other day I went to go pick her up from work, and she works like 3-4 blocks away from the crib, but you know it's cold, so like I go and get her. So the kid was sick, so, like, you know, she calls, and she's like, I'm ready to go. And I'm like, okay, give me a few minutes, right? And so I get the kid, you know, taken care of, and then I get on my shoes, and then I go down the back stairs, and then everything's icy, and I'm going to the car, and then I have to drive out of the alley, and it's really icy, and it's slow, and it's dark, and there's people. And it's like, you know, maybe it took, like, 5 to 7 minutes, right? And so she's like... she's like ready to go. She's not being harsh about it or anything like that. But then when we get in the car, then I'm like, yeah, hey, sorry it took so long, but you know, I came downstairs and there was somebody in the parking lot and someone trying to park here and it was icy. And she's like, yeah. Or whatever. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, I'm just trying to explain, why are you so impatient?
I'm just, I know that, like, you probably get it, but, like, I would do you the courtesy of just letting you finish your fucking story, because I do it all the goddamn time.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't that all dudes do, is just let women finish their stories?
Oh, my God. Sometimes Nikki calls, you know, and she'll, like, you know, if you're a dude, you're like, hey, 4 seconds on the phone, you know.
Yeah,
like,
I hate
Hi,
the phone.
I love you, bye.
Right,
you
know? Exactly, please, 4 beats.
Yeah, but like I had lunch with a friend today, and, uh-huh. and I was like, hey, just got done having lunch. And she was like, how was she? Everything okay? What'd she say? How's she doing? How's her husband doing? How's her new job? How's work? And I'm like, ah, my God, fucking you call her, you know?
All right. I got to relive the whole experience
oh
for you.
Oh, my God.
Fuck that.
And then you're like, she'll be like, so how was she? And I'll be like, fine. And she'll be like, what does that mean? Fine. I don't fucking know.
Yeah,
you know,
she's
like,
in good health.
Yeah. Do you want me to explain everything? You know? I don't know.
I'm neither Merriam nor Webster, and I shan't define this word for you,
madam. I did not write a manifesto about this. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I wonder if women... We need to do some research into manifestos and find out how many have been written by women. Maybe this is something women should do.
Yeah, maybe it's time for a new manifesto. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe it'd be a womanifesto. Huh?
What if I Google...
I said womanifesto.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Huh?
See you at the Bernie rally.
I'm with him.
I'm just Googling manifestos written recently.
Okay. And what are we finding?
Am I seeing how to write a manifesto?
Okay.
1,000 manifesto list.
Okay.
From the website 1000manifestos.com.
Wow. That's crazy. I don't know what's crazier, a manifesto or a website devoted to 1,000 manifestos. That's pretty,
yeah, I don't know.
That's kind
of
wild.
There's a lot of manifesto stuff happening.
Okay.
I don't even really know exactly. A statement, a manifesto is a statement of principles and a bold call to action.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
That makes sense, yeah. There's actually a really good song by Talib Kweli called Manifesto.
Mm. Good for him.
Yeah. No, it's good. Manifesto. This is what we want to see happen for all you cats who be breaking, mixing, and rapping or something like that. I forget how the order. But in any case, you know, and he just talks about how he wants to improve hip-hop. So that makes sense. A call to action.
Yeah.
And a statement of principles. Yeah, that makes
go.
Sense. That's Maybe I think now I'm inspired to write a manifesto.
You're
going to
write one?
I'm going to write a motherfucking manifesto, y'all.
Okay.
I believe in things and I want to call you to act upon the things I believe.
Milk is wet.
What is this? Is this advice?
No, that's one of my my principles.
That's your guiding principle.
Yeah. Milk. Magnetism
mm-hmm.
is real.
Yes.
The earth is green and blue, and at night, black. Hats come in 5 different styles.
Only. All other styles are preposterous. And an abomination.
Salsa. What happened to my music?
Oh, here it is.
Salsa can be put on any kind of food, not just Mexican food.
I agree. Cottage cheese is delicious.
The only way to write as an adult is with a pen. Pencils are for children. Blue jeans are the only acceptable pants.
And sneakers are the only acceptable shoe.
Yes. If you are a woman, no farting out loud. Hard on your own time, woman.
That's right. I'm busy writing my manifesto. I like these piano samples. They're too short, though.
Cherry is the best kind of pie.
Mmm. But Warrant is not an acceptable rock band.
Manifestos are the best way to get your point across. I'm going to write a manifesto about manifestos.
Ooh, that's a good idea. See, that's some Uber shit right there.
Yeah, meta.
I like it. Meta Uber. Uber meta.
Here's another advice column question.
Okay.
Do you think it's bad to invent and adopt personalities? I do this a lot because I get bored and lonely. It's fun, and I invent traits and habits for these personalities. Am I paving the way for split personality disorder?
Paving is, I'm sure, what they meant and misspelled. Spelling, bro!
All the answers are, no, just become a writer and it's fine.
That's good advice. Is that the reason why we like to write stuff? Because we're crazy?
You are, not me.
Okay. Fair enough.
Here's another question.
Okay, let's hear it.
I feel that my face is weird, comma, need help.
Did they enclose a picture or attach a picture?
No, I don't see any pictures.
It's bogus, man. How's anybody supposed to help you with your weird face? I feel that my face is weird?
Yeah.
That's such a
Everybody just ass. Wrote, you look fine.
Good for them. I like that. Way to go, Reddit users.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks okay. And then there's a picture of him, and he looks fine.
Really? Yeah. Nice. Well, there you go. He looks fine.
Do you want to do some news?
Yeah.
We only have one news story this week.
We could do some news. Should we do a quick Shaka Khan?
Shaka Khan!
Sure.
All right. Let's do it.
Tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
So for our listeners who are unfamiliar, this is the segment on the show where we cannot complain or bitch, moan, kvetch, weep, wail, fuss, fight, gripe, groan, growl, grumble, or grouse. There's no criticism, cynicism, vitriol, or politics, no venting, no dissenting, no bellyaching, no moping, and no trifling, and no dumping, which is a hard thing to not do in this humdrum, dreary world we're living in these days. But those are the rules of Shaka Khan!
Shaka Khan!
So, you know, recommend something, you could sing the praises of someone you love. Okay, I'll do mine real quick. I don't know if I told you, you know, I've been trying to, you know, just shed a little extra fat. And just from simple things, grazing during the day, taking more steps, you know, just monitoring my
habits.
Portion. Uh-huh. Yeah, my portions. I think I've taken off about 10 pounds already since the beginning of the year. And then in the past few weeks, I kind of unceremoniously just like stopped drinking.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I just stopped having beer around the house, you know what I mean? So I just haven't had any. And Stacy was nice enough to make me a cocktail the other night. She was like, let me make you a drink. And I was like, okay.
We're like, bitch!
You better make me a drink! No. I was like, wow, that's sweet. Thank you. And so, yeah, I had that. But I haven't really had any other booze. So I'm curious to see. I think that'll have an effect in the near future. So anyway, so that's my quickie Shaka Khan.
That's pretty good.
A little bit of weight loss.
Yeah, nice.
You
People
know,
love
and
that.
And also, like, you know, not doing anything drastic, not doing anything unsustainable. You know, everyone's like, keto diet. And
that's what I did. It's too hard.
It's just like, you can't live that way. I just want to change the way I live a little bit. And, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
So.
Good one.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. What's your...
So, Nikki and I Friday night, uh-huh. after we went to the comedy club, we got home, uh-huh. and we were just kind of like walking around our house. And uh-huh. I said something like, man, this refrigerator looks dirty. And she was like, you know what? I just read a DIY article about painting your fridge a different color. So I was like, let me see that article.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at it. And in the article, they painted their fridge like bright pink or something, okay. you know, and it looked pretty cool.
Huh.
I was like, oh, what color will we do ours? And then we were like, let's do it teal or like robin's egg blue with a little more green in it.
Sure, sure. That classic yeah. color now. It's coming
the
back.
Classic refrigerator color.
Yeah.
Right? And so then we got up the next morning. We went to a paint store
mm-hmm.
and they were like, paint a fridge? Like we were from fucking outer space, you know?
Right.
We were like, what kind of paint do we need? Do we need oil paint or latex paint right. or whatever? And they were like, what? Paint a fridge?
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
they
then
couldn't
one
get their minds around
yeah,
it.
Yeah. The guy was like, well, I mean, I think what you need to do is get some spray paint. And, you know, we don't sell it in Chicago because, you know, spray paint's illegal in
yep.
Chicago. They're like, you're going to have to go to the suburbs to get some spray paint. Or, I mean, you could get some oil paint, but we don't have that here. You're going to have to go just fucking on and on, this guy, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I don't think this guy's telling us the truth.
Yeah. He doesn't want us to paint our fridge.
Yeah, this guy works for Big Fridge.
Totally.
So we walked around a little bit and we came back and there was another guy. A younger guy wearing boat shoes.
Oh, wow.
At work in the winter. No socks.
Crazy. I used to do that in seventh grade.
Yeah. Really cool.
It was really
back then.
Back
yeah.
then.
When you play your yacht rock.
That's right.
Quiet down, Mom. Huey Lewis is on.
That's right. Shout out, sweet freedom. I was watching fucking... what's that movie, goddammit? Oh, my gosh. Gregory Hines and Billy Crystal.
I don't know.
What's that called again? God damn. It just
See
blanked.
No evil?
No. Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Maybe I am getting old, for God's sake. I just forgot the name of the fucking movie. That's crazy.
Anyway.
Yeah.
This guy was like, paint your fridge.
Running scared. It just came to me. God damn it. I saw, as soon as I started typing. All right, sorry. Running scared. Michael McDonald, back to your fridge.
This guy knew right away. He's never painted a fridge, but he knew. He's got his brain going, you know?
Sure,
like the last guy who just rejected it right away.
Right.
This guy was like, okay, well, it's got a coat of shininess on it, right?
Mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay, so you're going to have to take that shininess off, you know? Get rid of the gloss.
Right.
So we got some sandpaper.
Sandpaper, absolutely.
He's like, then you'll have to reprime it to get rid of some of the stains and stuff,
right,
you know?
Right, right.
And so anyway, this guy talked us through it, and it took us until Monday afternoon from doing like coats.
Okay.
But we have a beautiful turquoise fridge.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Shiny.
Good for you.
We put lacquer on it and everything.
Lacquer?
Yeah.
You lacquered it?
Yeah.
Wow. All
the
right.
whole thing. So it looks like it's like came that way, you know?
Right, right, right. That's awesome, man.
Yeah. That's really cool looking.
That's dope.
Yeah.
It just goes to show, you put your mind to it, you can do anything. No
so
matter.
Now Nicky and I are on a kick to paint stuff.
You're going
to
paint everything.
Yeah.
Paint the world.
And we took off the handles and we spray painted them brass, you know,
oh,
like
cool.
copper.
Sure.
Like hammered copper. So. Mm-hmm. So now it looks like we have metal copper
it's like
handles on the turquoise blue fridge.
It's like a medieval mid-century refrigerator.
Right. Yeah. We put big spikes on the inside too.
Well, that's super duper dope, dude. Way to be creative and be productive, which is, those are two different things we were talking about earlier,
yes,
right?
Yes.
You know, you can get creative and get a great idea, but if you don't actually do it, then, you know, you got to do it eventually.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. So, once again, in this shitbox world we live in, it's nice to hear somebody tell us something good, and that's what we did here on Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan! Woo! Tell me something good.
Tell me.
Well, Jazz, we just have, like I said, two news stories to cover this week.
Let's do the news.
Time now for And Anderson Laufer presents Something About Things in the News and Stuff.
First story is pretty exciting, something we, Jazz and I, talked about a little bit earlier. Now, neither Jazz or I are fans of MMA. That's
no.
Mixed martial arts fighting, right?
Too brutal.
And that is, in my opinion, while I don't watch it and don't really have an interest to, I do think it's maybe one of the purest sports because it's just one guy versus another.
Sure.
Last guy standing.
Okay.
And every other sport is kind of a metaphor for that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, who can kick the ball through this and who can jump over this and all that. But really, all those are is a way to see who's better man.
Okay.
But one guy standing up and the other guy laying down is really
that's
what you're trying to get at.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway,
quite literal.
A story came across my news desk today.
Uh-huh. What is it?
Yeah, it came through my news feed. What do you call it? Like in the olden days, the fax machine.
The ticker tape?
The news ticker tape.
Yeah.
So this guy, there's a fighter named Matt Mitrione and a fighter named Sergey Karitonov.
Good job. Well pronounced.
So they're fighting. They're about 20 seconds into their big MMA fight.
Uh-huh.
And Matt Mitrione, you know, they're standing there like they're boxing. And he just takes his left leg and he reaches over to just like, I think it's a thing that they do in this kind of fighting.
Uh-huh.
Where they like kick each other in the legs just to like wear them out, you know. You just like constantly kick the guy in the legs.
Sure.
So he goes to kick the guy in the legs and the other guy turns, Sergey Karnaratov, whatever, and takes a fucking foot right in his penis.
Which you
wouldn't think would be that big of a deal in MMA. Like, they're used to getting pounded, so they probably get hit in the nuts a lot. But
there's no muscles you can build up around your penis,
You cannot protect your penis.
I mean, there's nothing.
So anyway, he gets hit right in the fucking nuts.
Oh.
And it takes him about 3 seconds of just standing there, like cross-eyed, looking at him. You know?
Right.
And then he just falls over.
Uh-huh.
And he's laying on the ground for like 3 minutes. And they have to cancel the fight because this guy can't get up.
Okay.
You know? Anyway, turns out, I'll just read you some of this story.
Okay, read me some of the story, Anderson.
In the post-fight press conference, a sorrowful Mitrione would issue an apology to Karitonov for the accidental but illegal kick.
Okay.
Mitrione says, I cannot begin to explain how sorry I am for everybody that paid to come see the fight to watch that fight between Sergey and I. It would have really been really dope. It would have been a great fight. Obviously, it was not intentional. The worst possible situation. Sergey, I'm genuinely sorry. I'm apologetic as I could possibly be, says Mitrione. The bout would be declared a no contest since the aforementioned kick was deemed accidental by the referee. It would get worse for Karitonov before it got better, though, as the fighter would have to make 2 trips to the hospital to deal with the injury.
Okay.
Karitonov was discharged from a local Connecticut hospital last night after getting kicked in the groin by Matt Mitrione, which resulted in a no contest, sources said. However, he experienced more pain and discomfort this morning and was readmitted to the hospital.
What the fuck?
After another round of tests, the doctors determined he did not suffer from any internal bleeding.
Uh-huh.
According to sources, he does have a hemorrhoid as a result of the kick and has been given topical and pain medication by doctors.
Wait a minute. It took him overnight to figure out the hemorrhoid?
I think his brain didn't compute that something grew in his asshole because he got hit in the fucking ball so hard.
But if you're down there looking at the man's dick anyway.
Yeah. Don't you want to flip him over and
you're
see what's
checking
going on?
His groin. I mean, your groin does like go, your groin muscle goes
it's
under
like your Kegel exercise.
Yeah, I mean, it goes all the way around to your asshole. So why wouldn't they look at the, wouldn't they be touching everything? What the fuck kind of doctor? What the fuck, man?
I just want everyone to know that when you think you get kicked in the balls, you know? When they're like, what's worse?
Oh, my God.
When people say, like, what's worse? Having a baby or getting kicked in the balls.
Uh-huh.
And there's no way to really measure that.
Yeah.
And that's true. But after you have a baby, then you have a baby.
True. I don't think that's a good measure. For...
After you get kicked in the balls so hard, your fucking asshole explodes. That's the sound of his asshole.
Yeah, it just fucking mushroomed right out of his fucking crack.
Oh my god, he has like a prolapse. His asshole was hanging out of his body.
But how did they not see that till the next goddamn day?
They thought he had just a tail, like a regular Russian.
Shut up. Shut up. I don't get it. That, whatever, man. I don't. This story is making me emotional now.
Oh my god. Just the thought, though.
Just, oh Lord God! I mean, and I've experienced hemorrhoids before.
You have?
Yeah.
Are they bad?
Oh yeah.
They're the worst pain.
Oh yeah.
Besides shingles, though.
I mean, I don't know. It's like everything else in life. Honestly, like when you're a kid, like I remember hearing people complain about like heartburn. I'd be like, whatever, man. I don't even think that's a thing. And then the first time you get heartburn, you're like, oh my God, I'm dying.
Oh my right? God. Like, yeah, you're like, I'm having a heart attack.
Yeah.
I'm too young.
Exactly. And the same thing, like I had a hemorrhoid and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I don't even remember how it happened.
And then don't you have, once you have a hemorrhoid, don't you get them forever then? They're like herpes?
No, I don't think it's like that. It's just, I mean, essentially what happens is I think I honestly got it. This is so terrible. The things we talk about on this fucking show. I'm so glad I don't listen back to the show very much anymore. Now that we don't have to edit it down as much. Holy Jesus. The things I'm about to say. So I think
this is important. People want to hear that.
People want to know. This is why your mom tells you when you're a kid, don't push too hard. You just let it come out. I think I, you know, was really trying to grunt one out.
Oh.
And I think, you know, you can push it. You can just push it right out. And that's basically what happens. Like part of your small intestine comes out of your asshole
and just bubbles up.
And as you can imagine, your internal organs are far more sensitive than your external organs.
They're not made for this.
They're not made for the outside. So even just the gentle pressure of your own comfortable butt cheeks.
It's too much.
Yeah, touching your delicate small intestine is, I mean, it's like a million needles, a million fiery needles. You know what I mean? Like, it is an excruciating pain.
Wow.
And I remember, like, having to go to the fucking Walgreens to get Preparation H. And I was like, this is punishment for all the times that I laughed at that commercial.
Of Preparation
H. And I laughed at those people. And I thought, what kind of stupid person gets a fucking hemorrhoid? How do you even get a hemorrhoid? I'm never getting hemorrhoids.
Right? And there you are, right? Rubbing pink stuff on your asshole.
I'm sticking an injector nozzle up my own asshole.
Oh, my God.
You have to, like, squeeze the cream into your buttocks inside. Oh, God, it's awful. Why are we talking about this?
Oh, it's good to know. I've never had one,
yeah,
but I'm sure... So
I tell
anyway,
you what, next time you're having a hard time getting it out, do the, you know, rock back and forth and side to side.
Yeah.
You know, do the...
Or punch yourself in the stomach.
No,
or
you just,
anything.
You just do the sit-up. You just, like, lean forward and you lean back, and you lean forward and you lean back, and then you, like,
yeah,
you know, lift up your right heel, lift up your left heel, just kind of, like, rock side to side.
Anything besides hemorrhoids.
Just don't push it. Just don't push it. Take it from me, kids.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, anyway, this poor fucking guy. It's not bad enough he gets beat up for a fucking living.
Yeah.
Now he's got to walk around with the whole world knowing that his fucking butthole turned inside out from a fight. It's like he's got a weakness now. He can never do it again.
Now the next time they fight, this guy's going to kick him with his big toe right in the asshole.
Go straight for the asshole. That's what I would do. In fact,
you know what? That's something they never talk about. Like, what's worse, getting kicked in the nuts or getting kicked right square in the asshole?
Nuts are very sensitive, but it might be the asshole.
If you wear blue jeans, as I said in my manifesto, pants to wear.
Only.
You do have a guard, a denim guard, separating your asshole from any kind of shoe or whatever.
True.
Well, your nuts, that's it, man. They're just, you know, you do have jeans covering your nuts.
Yeah, but your asshole also is protected by your
butt cheeks.
Comfortable butt cheeks. Your ample,
yeah, peachy
booty cheeks.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, that's story number one.
We did like 10 minutes on Kurt Tanayev's fucking, or whatever his name is.
Yeah, it was an asshole.
Jesus. All right, what's our next news story, Anderson?
Our next news story is a big one.
Uh-huh.
It's time for us to discuss something we've laid off of for a while.
What's
for
that?
A week, because we weren't sure what kind of a big deal it was.
Okay.
But it's time to talk about Jussie Smollett.
Oh, no. Oh. I don't want to.
Jussie must be short for Justin. Is that right?
I'm guessing.
Or Jessica.
Something. I don't know. It's a unique name.
Smollett. Yep. He's on Empire, a show I've never seen.
It's a decent
man,
show.
Is this guy good looking or what?
He's a handsome dude.
He's a handsome dude.
He's a handsome gay man who plays a gay character on the show. He's this gay son who, you know, the whole premise of Empire is King Lear, right?
Yeah, I've heard
basically.
That. Yeah,
I mean,
I don't
it's
know
you know
about it.
the father, the rap music and R&B
he's
music
like Diddy.
Mogul. Yes, he is. You know, experiencing dementia and dissonance and what's that term, synesthesia, where you like, you know, see sounds and hear colors and, you know, he's having all these like brain problems or whatever. So he's going crazy and he's trying to figure out which of his sons deserves the empire, right?
Oh, he's like, it's like black person Succession.
Yeah, absolutely. With music. And it's like a musical show, you know, like a lot of times. So anyway, so he plays the gay son, and that of course has had all kinds of ramifications because of what that means, you know, within the black community and what it means you know, for the their particular family and the story and stuff. So
right.
You know, so it's an interesting storyline, and I mean I find it funny that, you know, he's done so much, I think, for homosexuality in the black community, and now he just completely undid it.
So here's the way that I understand it, what this all means, right?
Yes.
So Jussie Smollett, this is what's happened. Received a letter in the mail that was magazine clippings, like old-timey ransom note.
Uh-huh.
It said, like, you're going to die, you're a gay guy. You know, use worse words than that.
Sure, of course.
Whatever.
Thanks for spelling it out for us.
Then, right? Then he reported that, and he, like, went on some news shows and said, like, what kind of America do we live in where people send letters like this?
Yeah.
Then, like, a couple weeks after that, he's downtown in the Gold Coast. He goes to get a Subway sandwich at like 3 a.m.
Right.
Which is already like Heartburn headquarters.
He's
too young to understand.
He really hasn't gotten there yet.
Dude.
Yeah. He probably knows what hemorrhoids
are.
Yeah,
you live in a big city with lots of options, first of all. So don't go to Subway. You know. Anyway.
And you're rich.
Yeah. So he's walking back. And he gets beat up, and he says he gets beat up by a couple guys wearing MAGA, Made America Great Again hats.
Yep.
They call him the N-word and the F-word and all kinds of shit, and then they put a rope around his neck.
They put a noose around his fucking neck.
And then they pour bleach all over him.
Apparently.
And then they run off. They say a bunch of mean shit to him, and they run off.
This is MAGA country.
This is MAGA.
Being the key line.
Right. Then he goes and reports that to the police. Then everybody on Twitter goes crazy. All the celebrities are like, what world do we live in? This is happening in downtown Chicago. I can't believe it. All that stuff, right?
Yep.
So that brings us up to like 2 days ago, right? So in the past 2 days, though, these brothers they found are the guys in the MAGA hats. Were Nigerian-American guys, right? And I don't even think they're Nigerian-American. I just think they're American guys whose parents were Nigerian or something. Right?
Yeah, they
just have Americans.
And probably first or second generation Americans with their, you know, their Nigerian names.
Right. And I was like, huh, Well, I mean, I bet there are white people from Nigeria, so.
Sure. Could be.
It is possible.
Yeah. That's what we're all waiting to see.
Yeah. Like
right?
White supremacist Nigerians.
Right. We're thinking they're like Dutch Afrikaners from South Africa or something.
Right, right. So, but it turns out that that's not true. One guy's like a bodybuilder.
They were both huge, very ripped
black men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who would not be MAGA country guys.
No.
Generally speaking.
You know? Yeah, I guess you can't generalize.
Say specifically. No, there are black people who love Donald Trump.
There are out there. I don't know how they do it, but they're out
right.
there, I guess.
So they could be Nigerian dudes that love Donald Trump.
Right. Build that wall.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And then
we are legal here.
They get arrested, and they go, and then the police go to their house, and they find the magazine, and they cut out the letters from and everything. And then the brothers say, this guy, Jussie Smollett, paid us to write him this letter, and then paid us again to go and beat up him on the street. Right?
Yeah.
That's how I understand it to be. So now, basically, on Tuesday, February 19th, 2019, the world has officially turned on Jussie Smollett as of 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Right?
Pretty much.
So everyone has taken down their I support Jussie posts on Twitter.
Right.
All celebrities have.
Yep.
And Variety just came out with this article this afternoon called Jussie Smollett Faces Prison and Career Ruin If He Lied About Attack.
Oh my
God. Now the theory is this guy totally made up this attack because the letter that he sent himself did not get the attention he thought it should get.
It's unbelievable.
So this guy is already rich and successful.
Yeah.
And he's a big activist and everything. And allegedly...
It is still alleged.
That he... And it's not alleged by anyone besides just, like, rumors and stuff, too.
Well, so. I mean, there's evidence, you know, that has leaked out, right? I mean, how do we know who these dudes are? Why do we... But I guess this is really the whole point. And this is why, like, when you said we were going to talk about it, I was like, really? Because why rush to judgment? Why is it so important that I declare right now how I feel about Jussie Smollett or about the people who did something to Jussie Smollett? I would rather just wait and see. I don't need to get on a social media platform and make a grandiose statement or put a picture, a profile picture of myself with, you know, a banner below it, you know, like it's not a national tragedy, you know, like the French bombings or the nightclub shootings or the, you know, or you know, worse tragedies that like we see, you know, very quickly how, you know, these things are tragic and how people need our empathy and our concern and our assistance or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
Somebody claimed something. And I know that it's a horrifying thing to, you know, the story was unbelievable to me when I heard it too. But that's why you wait and see.
Yeah. You cannot just go and fucking start running your mouth and support or in defense of anything that happens on social media because you don't know any fucking truth to anything.
No fucking idea, man.
And that's also should go for the news more than anyone else.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Amen to that, man. What the fuck are they doing?
Like, the news should have said, like, I know that you're supposed to say, like, alleged, and that's supposed to mean something, but alleged doesn't mean anything anymore.
Not anymore. You know? Not anymore.
Because everything's alleged.
Right.
You know?
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so this guy now, I was just reading right now, they've just released this in the last hour. The Cook County State's Attorney recuses herself from the trial.
Okay.
Kim Fox recused herself on Tuesday, but it was not immediately clear why.
Huh.
So
that's strange.
This whole thing is gonna, it's gonna fucking go crazy. But if this guy allegedly, and now if this guy did do this, this is especially bad because there's so much like tension in the America right now with all this different shit going on that you're just like firing it up for your own personal gain.
Yeah.
That's really fucking terrible. You know?
It just
there's so much, everyone's so pissed at each other.
Well, it validates, you know, it's like you, if you are a progressive or a liberal or on the left or whatever, however you want to characterize it, and you believe that what the conservatives or the right are doing, like you just want the people on your side to be handling themselves above reproach, right? You don't want, you know, governors coming out saying they wore blackface. You don't want, you know, senators, you know, with sex scandals. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want everyone to be doing the right thing. And this is the kind of stuff that the right uses to justify all of their paranoia and their doubt and their questioning of everything that everyone else is doing, like Dr. Ford, you know, in the whole Brett Kavanaugh trial and stuff. Everyone's right. Like, oh, she's just lying. Why is she just coming out now? And, like, this is why they think that shit.
Yeah.
Because maybe, I mean, I don't think it was, but who knows? Who knows? And even with that shit, I wasn't getting on posting shit on Facebook or Twitter about...
No, like, I'm ashamed of Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
You don't fucking know.
I thought it was funny. I thought it was funny when fucking SNL sent him up. You know, the whole, the Matt Damon thing was fucking brilliant, right?
Yeah.
That was great. But I don't need to go and point fingers at anybody. I don't need to stand on a mountaintop and fucking shout down at people like I'm, you know, anyone to judge.
Right. Because you just don't know.
You have no fucking idea. But what really makes me sad, man, is like, it's a setback now.
Yeah.
It's a huge setback. Well, yeah, I mean, or it could be. You're right. Now I'm getting all emotional about it. There's no need to get so emotional. But I'm emotional. I'm so emotional. I'm going to play my emotional piano.
I'm going to clench my butthole.
That's right.
Change what I'm thinking about.
But it's just like... fuck, man.
But this guy should definitely go to jail if it's true.
I guess so.
Someone needs to go to jail for this.
I mean, well, what do you go to jail for, though? No one got hurt except him. He got his ass kicked, and then he
wasted refund. He wasted resources.
Resources. He wasted refund.
Yeah, he wasted resources, you know.
Oh, police resources. And,
yeah.
Sure.
And filing a fake crime is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
But, wow. I mean, social media, you can't go to jail for any of that stuff. None of that stuff means anything, you know?
Oh, my God, man. And here's the other thing. The only news story, I've only seen two news stories about it in the past couple of days. I saw Trevor Noah's piece on The Daily Show.
What did he say?
I mean, you know, he just made jokes about these brothers from Africa and, you know, how they were ripped. And, like, if you were going to pay somebody to kick your ass, wouldn't you pick somebody else? You know, like.
Right.
And apparently, one little tidbit, I don't know if this has been in any of the stories that you've read yet, but one of those brothers was apparently, like, an extra on, you know, a few episodes of Empire. So there's some... there's some speculation, or room for speculation, I should say. No one implied this yet, but, like, what is their connection?
Right.
Are they friends? Are they lovers? Are they... I mean, what the fuck is going on? But one of the news stories, and I think it was the one you played, where they're like, until he, you know, he set this up to get the attention that he wanted. How much attention do you need, man? You've seriously. Been working for 5 years on, like, the most popular show on television.
And every time you Google him, there's, like, 4,000 different photographs of him.
Right.
So all he does is get photographed all day long.
Absolutely. And he's, like you said before, he's a handsome dude. So, you know, people are taking pictures of him all the time. They're using him to promote the show. He's a very talented artist, you know, musically. And he's done all of these great things.
And like I said, I think that even just his involvement in the show has done a little bit, you know, I mean, it's not like Will and Grace style impact on shit, but it's done a little bit of impact on, you know, homosexuality in the black community, right? Like, there are higher levels of acceptance, you know, as the years wear on and we start to normalize some of this stuff. And like I said, it was the most popular show on television, man.
Right, right.
You know, and so what more do you need? What more kind of attention do you need, man? And can you not use your platform in a better way if this is all true? And it could just end up being a whole setback now.
One thing I do wonder about is, like, what is the end game for him in this?
Right.
Like, if say this all went the way he thought it was going to, allegedly.
Right.
Then what does he get out of it in the end?
Right.
Besides just like a little pity or something?
Maybe he wanted to do a hard-hitting, no pun intended, expose series on, you know, life in the gay community, and
right.
So, you know, he wanted to use the. I mean, who knows?
There
That's just when you
on...
said, when you just said Endgame. Like, what do you gain from it? Like, could he get his own platform, his own vehicle
right.
out of this somehow? That's the only thing that, you know, an entertainer might try to steer something like this publicity towards, right?
I heard a rumor on social media somewhere that he had heard that his character was being written off Empire.
Oh.
And so he was like, how do I make a name for myself to, like, leave this show with good brand,
wow.
you know?
Well, backfired.
Yeah.
That is
allegedly
a classic backfire. Allegedly.
He's going to have some hemorrhoid.
You ain't joking.
Well, we'll see.
We will see. Oh, man, it's so upsetting. It's so hard to find good things to talk about. Shaka Khan wasn't long enough. We should just do a whole show that's just Shaka Khan.
Yeah. This stuff is exciting. Can you imagine the documentary this is going to be in like 15 years, though?
Sure, sure.
We'll be on this same podcast. We'll be like,
yes.
Did you see the Jussie Smollett.
Right.
It sounds like something like there's like three letters that are wrong.
You know? It has always troubled me as a name. I got to be honest with you. Jussie Smollett.
Like, yeah.
Like, this guy needed a stage name.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, fuck.
It's like you remember when Trump said hamburgers?
Yes.
And it takes you a second. And you're like, wait, is that a thing? Is he talking about something I don't know about? Is he from the fucking future? Where everyone has hamburgers all
it's
the time?
All hamburgers all the time.
Yeah, but it just sounds weird, but it's not. It's just what it's supposed to be. Jussie.
Yeah, I think it's probably Justin or something, probably a nickname. But it's weird.
It is weird.
It is definitely weird. I don't know. Tell me why.
Tell me why.
Well, Jazz, that's the news.
Yeah, buddy.
This has been Anderson Lawfer Presents Something About Things in the News and Stuff.
I really love that theme that I made for you. I miss you doing the news just because I like hearing that theme song.
Yeah, yeah. Johnny's pretty good at it.
I love Johnny Moe's theme song, too. I mean, I was kind of sad that he wasn't here to do the show tonight just because I honestly wanted to hear this.
You know, Johnny just needs to relax. He needs to unclench his butthole when he's doing the news.
It's true. Although, if he unclenches his butthole, it could be disastrous.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It could be a hemorrhoid nation.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Well, let's do some birthdays.
Shout out.
Get away, birthday.
And today is February 19th, which means it's a great day to be
a smart-ass Polish astronomer,
a kick-ass Indian emperor,
a badass American movie star,
or D, all of the above.
Happy birthday, Nicolaus Copernicus.
Mathematician, astronomer, physician, scholar, translator, governor, diplomat, economist, polyglot, and polymath. You may be a Polack, but you sure as hell ain't no dummy.
The scientific revolution began with you. Heliocentrism was unheard of before your work, man.
Yeah, man, unheard of. Your expertise on the motion of celestial spheres helped us get out of the Dark Ages. Rock on!
And happy birthday to my main man, Emperor Shivaji.
Yeah, you got it right. First Chhatrapati of the Maratha Empire. Many call you the proto-nationalist and hero of the Hindus.
Your thoughts and practices led to the emergence of the Indian independence movement, dude.
Yeah. Progressive civil rule with well-structured administrative organizations. That's just how you roll.
And what's up, Lee Marvin?
The Dirty Dozen, Point Blank, Hell in the Pacific, Emperor of the North Pole, Big Red One. What? What?
You acted circles around John Wayne and Jimmy Stewart in The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. Then you won Best Actor for your comedic role in Cat Ballou with Jane Fonda. Those are just the facts.
Facts! Plus, your show M Squad was set in Chicago with a theme by Count Basie. So suck it, Dick Wolf.
Suck dick.
Wolf.
And let's not forget,
German painter Gabriel Munter.
Activist Karen Silkwood.
That guy who directed The Manchurian Candidate, John Frankenheimer.
Benicio del Toro, a.k.a. The Collector from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Ray Winstone, a.k.a. Gal from Sexy Beast.
Dumb and or dumber, Jeff Daniels.
Yeah, which one was he? I've never known. Did they ever solve that? Who's dumb and who's dumber? Anyway, also born today,
WWF heavyweight wrestler Big John Studd.
First European to win the Emperor's Cup, Bulgarian sumo wrestler Kotushu Katsunori.
Commissioner of the NFL, a.k.a. the No Fun League, repressive Roger Goodell.
Old repressive Roger. And today's birthday shout-out band features
on heavy metal guitar, Tony Iommi of Black Sabbath.
On two-tone new wave guitar, Dave Wakeling of The Beat and General Public.
On psychedelic jam band drums, John Fishman of Fish.
On German hard rock bass, Francis Buchholz of the Scorpions.
The soul crooning by Smokey Robinson of Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
And backing vocals by Bobby Rogers of Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
Spanish opera by Adelina Patti.
Sing-songy singer-songwriter songs by Lou Christie.
Modern British rhythm and blues by the one-name wonder, Seal.
And German new wave pop rock electronica by the one-name wonder, Falco.
And if you've got a birthday shout-out, drop us a line at andstuff@radiomisfits.com.
Do it, motherfucker! Yeah, I love birthdays.
Well, good to see you, Jess.
Hey, good to see you too, Anderson. It's always a pleasure.
We'll be off next week, but we'll be back the week after that.
And at that point, we will
see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
All right, Ramblers, let's get rambling.
That's it. It's over. Show's over.
Let me get my shoes.
Just relax.
What's the f*** happened to my shoes?
Okay, show's over.
Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan.